The picture's starting. Paleozoic Pictures presents From Crusher with Love.
Got the hot dogs, Barn?
Right here, Fred.
The popcorn, candy, the extra Brundaburgers?
Check. All here, Fred.
Oh, listen to that inventory, Betty. You'd think they were leaving for the moon.
Come on, you guys. Get him.
Watch out for that right. He's behind you, boy. Duck.
That's it. Swing.
It's a tough fight, Wilma. The boys need their nourishment to keep up their strength. Ah, the hero arrives.
Hey, look at that, Fred. Beautiful.
What class?
Wowie, wow, wow.
Look at those lines.
Unbelievable.
What nonsense. They're just ordinary pretty girls.
What girls? We're talking about that car.
Oh.
Now, there's something I'd like to have.
Gosh, is he going to take on all four guys?
Now, that's muscle.
That's charm.
That's impossible.
Pass another hot dog, Barney.
With or without mustard?
With.
Quiet, please. I don't want to miss this part. Headquarters of an international spy syndicate.
Now listen to the Crusher, you guys. I don't care how you do it, but I want Agent 7-Eleven, and I want him now.
No time like the present, Crusher.
Oh, brother, how hokey can you get?
Only in pictures.
Well, so the movie won't be a total loss. Pass me a Brundaburger, Bond.
Right, Fred. International Spy Syndicate yet. There is no such thing.
Welcome to the international headquarters of Splursh, gentlemen. You have been called here to receive a most interesting new assignment. Difficult and challenging.
I think I'll ask for a transfer.
Quiet! When Stonefinger speaks, he demands silence! Now then, your assignment. You are to kidnap Dr. Olof Rockenheimer.
Rockenheimer? The guy who discovered how to turn ordinary stone into uranium rock?
I am glad you read the newspapers. His picture has never been published, but we found one. Study the face. Memorize it. We need him now. There is a very high bidder waiting to buy that formula.
But Rockenheimer's in hiding. Every syndicate is trying to find him.
The difference being what Stonefinger wants. Stonefinger gets.
Boy, what an exciting picture.
Sure makes being a plain old housewife seem dull.
Gee, sorry about that, Betty. Hey, I'll tell you what. You become a lady jewel thief, and I'll stay home and take care of the house.
Oh, Barney, I just wish for once in our lives we could have an adventure. Take that car that's been following us, for instance.
Huh? There's a car following us?
Sure, all the way home. It's probably just going our way.
But wouldn't it be exciting if it was filled with international spies and they were after us?
Oh!
What do you think? Could it be him?
No beard, no mustache, no glasses. Hard to tell. Do we keep following discreetly?
Of course discreetly. Didn't I go to spy school?
I think they're still following us.
Uh-huh. But if they capture us, we won't talk.
Right. No matter what they do, they'll never make us reveal the secret of our quick-rising cactus berry muffins.
Hey, Fred, they bumped into us.
Plumsy, I told you not to follow so close.
I know what I'm doing.
Then do it and get out of here before we're identified.
Boy, some guys sure think they own the road.
Don't complain, Fred. It's the most excitement we've had all month.
You can say that again.
Say, how about a good night snack?
Ooh, that sounds great.
Well, not very exciting, but okay.
It's the best I have to offer.
The girls are right, Bond. They've allowed ourselves to get in a rut.
Well, we don't have to stay there, Fred.
Yeah. I guess we could find a new hobby.
Well, I didn't mean that. I meant, if we want excitement, we can always call...
Quiet, Barney. Don't you remember what happened the last time we called him?
Well, yeah, but suppose this time he just said...
Don't mention his name! That little wizard means nothing but trouble.
We haven't given him a fair chance.
I don't care. The last person we need in our lives is the great Gazoo.
You called, gentlemen?
Well, no, not really.
There's nothing wrong with my hearing. You called. And about time, I must say. I'll never get back home if you don't allow me to do any good deeds. Now, what do you want?
Excitement.
Nothing.
I like your idea better. What did you have in mind?
Now, just a minute.
Quiet. Would you mind waiting on the ceiling? Now then, what would you like? A tidal wave, perhaps? Or maybe a nice earthquake?
I told you, Barney, this guy is bad news. Now get me down.
Oh, very well.
Easy. Easy. Gazoo, as I said before, you are nothing but trouble.
You're absolutely right. My bad impulses do take over. Please give me another chance.
Shh, shh, shh. Here come the girls.
Oh, they can't see or hear me. What's the difference?
Come and get them, boys. Our super spy submarine specials. Ooh.
Watch it, we'll move.
There, you see now? Now I'm on the right track.
How did that... how did I...
Good trick, Wilma.
Yeah, what do you do for an encore?
I would have sworn I tripped. Oh, well. Sandwich, anyone?
Looks good.
You all need a vacation. Take your wives on a round-the-world trip.
Uh-uh, no good.
What do you mean, no good? You haven't even tried the sandwiches.
I didn't mean to...
Oh, forget it, Fred.
See? Hypertension, super sensitive. She needs a change.
This is no time to talk about anything.
I heard that, and it's fine with me.
Come on, Barney. It's getting late.
It certainly is. Now, what do you want?
Will you please get out of here and leave us alone?
Well, you don't have to push Fred Flintstone. We're going. Good night.
That Gazoo is trouble. Nothing but trouble.
Hey, Fred! Fred! The park his car in the back. I mean, the pack his barn in the... Oh, boy. Fred!
What are you talking about?
The car, Fred. It's here. It's ours. We won it. Come on, look. You never even told me you entered the contest. And in both our names. It says so on the registration, see? Oh, what a pal you are.
Ours? Contest?
The contest from the movie.
There wasn't any contest, Barney.
Oh, there had to be, Fred. It's the same kind of car that was in the movie last night. And if there wasn't a contest, we couldn't have won this car. Could we?
Of course not, dum-dum. But your wives don't have to know that. Tell them you did, and the car's yours.
Oh, no, you don't. The answer is definitely, positively... ours?
How come?
To make amends for all the trouble I've caused. I am supposed to grant you your wishes, and I've felt you wishing for a car like this many times.
Oh, it's like a dream, Fred.
Well, wake up and get smart, Barney. This can only lead to more trouble. Take it away.
Suit yourself.
Now we're being sensible. Don't you feel better, Barney?
No.
Me neither.
Well, do you want it or don't you?
We want it! We want it!
Now put us you know where.
I would suggest caution till you get the feel of the car, gentlemen.
You, sir, are talking to the original Hot Rodders.
Switch on.
With contact.
The road. This is the life, huh, Fred? We got it made. Hey, go faster.
Okay, Bond. And to think you were worried about trouble.
Who, me?
Yes, sir. When you own a car like this, nothing can go wrong.
Pull over.
Nothing can go wrong, huh?
Watch your next bite, pal.
Congratulations, mister. You just broke the sound barrier.
I realize I was going rather fast, my good man, but...
License?
Certainly. As you can see by my car, I'm a man of certain influence, not unknown in political and police circles.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Flintstone. I should have looked closer.
See what I mean, bud?
I gotta hand it to you, Fred. Something like that would never work for me. I guess I don't look impressive enough.
That could be Dr. Rockenheimer. Get your camera and get his picture.
Right. And at this distance, I better use a telephoto lens. I want to get a good, clear shot of him.
Wowee. With these, I could take pictures of the moon. Get him to look this way.
Hiya, fella.
Hi.
That's it. Hold it.
You got it?
All done. Let's see how it came out.
Hey, that's pretty good. You did a good job.
Thanks.
I never get any credit.
Hey, Fred, that car over there, doesn't that look like the one that hit us last night?
I think we have found our man. Let's get this picture back to Splish headquarters and compare it with the other one.
Right.
There's something funny going on here.
Now that I know who you are, I fixed it in the usual way, Mr. Flintstone.
I figured you would. Hey, wait a minute. This ticket's for $50.
That's the usual way. Pleasure doing business with you.
I had this picture you gentlemen brought in enlarged, and the results were excellent. When we compare the two, the resemblance is startling. Now then, we do a bit of deductive reasoning. If an ordinary fellow is suddenly driving a very expensive car, we are led to the conclusion that he is perhaps not so ordinary. And if he is not so ordinary, where did he get such an extraordinary car?
You know as well as I do, Stonefinger. Another syndicate's trying to bribe him.
A reasonable conclusion, if we have the right man.
Hey, that's him!
Yeah, it's Dr. Rockenheimer.
I'm inclined to agree with you. What have you been waiting for, you lump-headed dolts? Get him here!
Get that hood, Bond. Gotta keep her shining.
I'm shining.
If he's doing the shining, how come I'm out of breath?
Tell you the truth, Fred. You were right. This car is turning into one big headache.
You mean one big wallet ache? $50 ticket, license, registration, insurance?
Well, at least the girls have been sensible about it.
We're sure lucky there, Barney. It didn't turn their heads.
No, sir, Fred. They just accepted the fact we won it.
Hey, why does the fat one call Dr. Rockenheimer Barney?
Their whole conversation is a cover-up, in case anyone is listening like us.
Oh.
Well, how do we look?
Barney, I will go pick up Kitty, Father.
What is all this, Wilma?
Our wardrobe for the car. You can't drive a Maserati wearing a house dress.
Why not?
Listen to them, Wilma. They're kidding us.
I sure hope there's a joke someplace.
These outfits we have on are just for Sunday when we're out driving and everyone's looking at us.
For the rest of the week, we have more dignified things.
Come on in the house and we'll model them for you.
How are we gonna pay for all that stuff?
The same way we paid for the car. You go in. I'll call the great Gazoo.
Hey, he's alone.
Now's our chance.
Gazoo! Yoo-hoo! Oh, great Gazoo! We need you!
Hey, what's he doing? Why's he looking up and calling great Gazoo?
He must be signaling a stony copter. Hey, we better get out of here.
Yeah, we'll get him later.
Here, Gazoo! Don't fade out again! We need you! Like now! Hey, Fred, can I see you for a minute?
Did you get some money? Did Gazoo come through?
He didn't show up, Fred.
Now what do we do?
Oh, boy, we're in trouble, Bond. They must have bought a couple of $100 worth of stuff all because of that car.
Yeah, that beautiful, gorgeous, pain-in-the-neck car. I wish we could get rid of it.
Great, Barney. Great idea. Let's go.
Go where?
We'll sell it.
Used cars.
This is it. They'll love to get hold of this car.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and may I tell you, this is your lucky day.
It is? How come?
Because I'm going to sell you a car of your choice, regardless of how much money you have for a down payment.
But we have a car.
And it's a beauty. I know. You want a second car, right?
No, we want to sell.
Oh. I'll give you $20.
You don't understand. This is the car we want to sell.
Oh, well, the boss will fire me, but... make it 75.
What are you talking about? $75.
$100 cash.
Well, we'd be better off giving it away.
Hey, why not? Let some poor, unfortunate soul get it like we did, as a gift.
Fred, you got nothing but heart.
Correction, Barney, I got nothing but bills. Get you free, Maserati here.
No strings, nothing to sign. Just get in and drive away.
Anyone want a beautiful car? Free.
Step right up, folks. Here it is, the chance of a lifetime. A beautiful, gorgeous Maserati free.
Hey, they're trying to give away the car.
It must be part of a prearranged plan. Uh-huh. See, an international plot. That postman's gonna take it.
That's no postman. That's a police officer.
A ticket? But there's no law against giving away a car.
No, sir. But you can't leave it in a no-parking zone while you're doing it.
No parking zone? I didn't see any sign saying... Oh, boy. Another $50. This is the end. Gazoo!
Hey, Gazoo!
Gazoo, get down here! Gazoo!
Good gracious, what a ruckus. Now, what seems to be your problem?
You are, Great Gazoo. Now, get this straight. First, we don't want this car.
Very well. No car.
Next, we don't need your help. We don't need you.
We would like it if we never saw you again.
I'll have to report this, you know.
Go ahead. Come on, Barn, let's go.
Are you very sure?
You bet we are.
Well... arrivederci.
Arriva. Well, that's done.
Yeah, I don't even mind the long walk home.
Hey, what are they doing now?
They're coming this way. Looks like we'll have to take the fat one, too.
Hey, Fred, what are we going to tell the girls about the car?
Simple. We'll tell them it was stolen. Yeah, that's it. Two guys knocked us out and grabbed the car.
I know, Fred, that's pretty far-fetched.
Let's go.
Don't you think so, Fred?
That's one.
And this makes two.
Oh, my head. Where are we?
Why'd you hit me, Barney?
I didn't, Fred.
Well, whoever did wants us to stay.
Yeah. Hey, there's no way out except for that door. And I bet it's locked. Wonder what the reason for all this is anyway. Hey, look, Fred. It's open. I don't know about you, Fred, but I'm scared.
Yeah, I never thought I'd appreciate that little wizard. But boy, do we need him now. Hey, Great Gazoo!
It's no good, Fred. We told him never to come back here, remember?
Yeah. Hey, maybe if we ask him real nice-like to come back.
Please, Gazoo,
give us a hand, huh? Pretty please?
There's no use calling for help, Dr. Rockenheimer.
Who's Rockenheimer? And who are you?
My identity is unimportant. It's yours that counts, Dr. Rockenheimer.
But I'm not Dr. Rockenheimer. I'm Barney Rubble.
Silence! Do not insult my intelligence.
Now listen, you. Just be careful how you talk to my friend here.
Quiet! You will share the good doctor's fate unless he talks.
Oh, yeah? Well, you don't scare me.
Really? Well, look behind you.
At what?
The wall of your cell. Watch.
Oh, no! A horrorosaurus!
Solis?
No, yes, Ahura Solis.
I changed my mind. What do you want him to talk about?
We want his uranium rock formula, and we want it now.
Oh, but honest, I'm just plain old Barney Rubble. The only formula I know is for my son Bam Bam's bottle.
My little Horosaurus hasn't been fed for a week. I will raise his bars a bit each time you do not answer.
Oh, boy! Fake it, Barney. Make up something.
The formula is H2O plus PIR squared plus lactose dextra maltose.
Enough! That is a baby bottle formula.
Oh, boy.
Now, if I can't have the real formula, neither will my rivals. Bon voyage, gentlemen.
This is it, Fred.
Gazoo! Well, what a ridiculous situation this is.
Oh, boy, are we glad to see you.
Yes, I could imagine. Oh, do stop that noise. Oh, that's better.
You shall not escape.
I presume this is the way out, so away with the bars. And you, sir, started out wrong in life, so you'll have to start over. Well, masters, shall we leave?
Gazoo, you're the greatest.
Naturally.
The alarm came from down this way.
Uh-oh, more company.
Mr. Stonefinger must be in trouble.
We're coming, Mr. Stonefinger.
It appears they wish to join their friend. Very well.
Like Barney said, you're the greatest, Gazoo.
That's how I got my name, Dum Dum. Well, you're almost home. I'll leave you now.
Hey, wait.
Now what?
I can't figure you sometimes. You're supposed to give us what we want, yet you let us get into terrible trouble.
Certainly. How else are you going to learn the difference between what you really want and what you think you want?
Huh? Say that again?
Do me a favor. Sleep on it. Bye.
Come back soon.
When it's time. When it's time.
Fred, is that you?
Hi, honey.
I didn't hear your car drive up.
Girls, a lot has happened today. Now, we don't want you to get upset, but the car is gone.
Gone?
Oh, yeah, we gave it back.
Why?
Because, Wilma, we couldn't afford to live up to a car like that.
Betty, it worked.
Please don't be unhappy.
Oh, forgive us, Fred.
Huh?
We played a trick on you to convince you we couldn't afford that car.
You fellas loved it so much, we were afraid you'd never see the truth.
So we acted the way you were going to act if we hadn't gotten there first.
I told you they were practical, Barney. In their cute little sneaky way.
Hey, let's celebrate and have some real fun.
Oh, boy.
What kind of fun?
Our kind of fun, Barney. Let's just stay home.
And curl up in front of the TV.
And make some popcorn.
And just relax and be us.
That's the best idea I've heard all week.
I told you they were jewels, Bob. Girls, we are with you.
You know, it's a pleasure doing good deeds for these kind of people. Yes, indeedy.